Shalom, brethren. I'm Brother Paul Sim. Welcome back to our topic, Delight Yourself in the Lord. Let us bow our heads and pray. Our Heavenly Father, blessed be thy name. Thank you very much for your Holy Spirit anointing us and guiding us. Lord, take control of my mind, Lord, and help me bring forth thy word in order to edify our brethren. Reveal to us more about you and how we could delight ourselves in you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. In order to delight yourself in the Lord, we need to know this attribute of God, God's compassion, the heartbeat of divine love. Before we delve into the depths of divine compassion, let me share this foundational truth. God's compassion isn't merely an occasional emotion, but the very essence of His character. Throughout Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, we witness a God whose heart breaks for His creation, whose mercy is renewed every morning, whose compassion compels Him to reach toward humanity in our brokenness. This same compassion has perfectly embodied in Jesus Christ, who touched lepers, wept with mourners, and ultimately gave His life as the ultimate expression of divine love for a fallen world. The Hebrew word for compassion used in the Old Testament, rachamim, shares its root with the word womb, rechim. Painting the picture of God's compassion as a deep maternal love. When God revealed Himself to Moses after the golden calf incident, the very first attribute He proclaimed was His compassion. In Exodus 34, verse 6, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth. This wasn't a momentary display of mercy, but a revelation of His unchanging character. The merciful and compassionate character of God must not remain on a dry and dusty pages of the Bible. God's merciful character must be translated into hope for sinners. This hope permeates all of Scripture, showing us that God, the God that we believe in, is a God with a lot of compassion in Him. In the Old Testament, we can see the manifestation of His compassion. Despite Israel breaking the covenant through idolatry with the golden calf, God responded not with permanent rejection, but with compassion, giving them another chance. In the laws of Israel, God's compassion prohibited interest on loans to the poor, ensuring fair judgment regardless of socioeconomic status, and allowing sacrifices proportional to one's means. Allowing sacrifices proportional to one's means. And you see prophetic promises where God repeatedly extended compassion to rebellious Israel. In Zechariah 10:6, I will strengthen the house of Judah and I will save the house of Joseph. I will bring them back because I have compassion on them. God is always showing his parental tenderness, and we can find that in the book of Psalms 103 verse 13. As a father has compassion of his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. God's unbreakable bond is demonstrated in Isaiah chapter 49 verse 15. Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. That's how much we see God's compassion in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, we see our Lord Jesus Christ having the similar compassion of the Lord God Almighty. Jesus' interaction with lepers demonstrates his willingness to cross social and religious boundaries. In Mark 1, verse 40 to 42, when approached by a leper pleading for healing, Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hands and touched him. In a society where lepers were untouchable, outcasts, Jesus' compassionate touch restored not only physical health, but human dignity. In the feeding of the hungry multitudes, Jesus' compassion addressed the human hunger, the human needs. The miracle of feeding the 5,000 recorded in Matthew 14:14. Jesus saw a great multitude and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. And later part, he feed the 4,000 in Matthew chapter 15 verse 32. Jesus declared, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. In like manner, the raising of the widow's son in Luke chapter 7 verse 11 to 15, Jesus encountered a funeral procession for the only son of a widow. Without being asked, when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said, do not weep. Jesus then raised the young man to life, demonstrating that divine compassion reaches into our deepest grief and loss. Seeing the shepherdless in Matthew chapter 9 verse 36, it reveals Jesus' heart when he was looking at the crowds. He was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. This compassion motivated his ministry of teaching, healing, and ultimately sacrifice. We find the Lord showing his compassion and understanding in our struggles. If we were to read the book of Psalms, book of Psalm 103, we can see that God knows all about our temptations, struggles, limitations. God does not stand at a distance and do not help to bear us when we go through all these struggles and pain. He's a God that is intimate, and his personal knowledge in what is happening to us and to all his children, and how he can comfort us and have compassion on our needs. In our relationship with him, the intellectual knowledge of the suffering of the children will stir the pity and the compassion heart of God to heal them. That is why, as King David said, God will never ignore a broken and contrite heart. His compassion will move him to heal and to help us. The life of our Lord Jesus Christ is a life of manifestation of compassion. When he looked into a sinner, his love and his tenderness will see the misery and the sorrow that the sinner is having. That's the kind of character that our Lord have. And this compassion is going to transform us. It is when we have a heart of love and compassion like our Lord Jesus Christ, we will have reached the mark of a changed heart, and that will draw us closer to him and more like him. That's how we can delight and please the Lord. We know that his mercies and grace, his compassion is new every morning, and great is God's faithfulness. And the Lord always teaches us that we must have the works. Our faith without works is dead. So brothers and sisters, when our brother or our sister is in need, let's have a compassionate heart and bring our compassion into action to help them. And we must be like our Lord, to be like the good Samaritan helping the Jewish man, a true compassion that crosses boundary. We don't look at social, religious, or ethnic division. We just know that it's the love of God. And we will be able to reflect God's image when we have this, and be the bearer of the image of Christ in us. Truly, God's compassion will help us to have the interaction with others to show them the love of God. In Zechariah 7, 9 to 10, God commands to administer true justice, show mercy and compassion to one another. So compassion is integral to justice, true justice. We must put our life into living this divine compassion, and we have to cultivate that awareness to regularly ask God to help us to see and have compassion rather than judgment. We must have put into practice that empathic listening ear to know the struggles and help to listen and be present and be empathetic to others to our brothers and sisters. We need to pray for this tender heart so that we can remove anything that is hindering the tenderness of our Lord Jesus Christ manifesting in our lives. So brothers and sisters, let's remember our need to reflect on it and ask God to show us to have that same compassion as Him and be grateful for His compassion towards us. Let's close with a prayer. Lord God, I truly thank you, Lord, for thy love and thy compassion for us. Oh Lord, if it had not been for you, Lord, choosing us and bringing us into your fold, Lord, where would we be? Help us to have that similar love and compassion for our brothers and sisters, to see their needs, Lord, and to look beyond, Lord, to the sinners and to the unbelievers in the world, to reach out to them and help them and show them the love of God. Help us, Lord, to be reminded, Lord, and to put this into practice. We want to glorify your name, Lord. May you break down this word to my brethren. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Shalom.